awful lot of government money floating around these days, and you never know where some of those funds might pop up. The Obama administration says that so far its stimulus package has saved or created more than 600,000 jobs, and they're all listed online at recovery.gov. NPR's Brian Reed was poking around the site and found a company where the government helped save one of those jobs.
Imagine you're peering into a kaleidoscope, except instead of trippy shapes melting into one another, there are human bodies. Now, cue some 18th century French opera music, and there you have it, a rehearsal for the Trisha Brown Dance Company in New York.
I'm holding his head. I'm carving over him.
Tamara Reeve is one of the dancers in the company.
He's supporting me, and then we're supporting, like, two of us take on the third person.
One of these eight twisting, weaving human bodies.
It's community, sort of embodied through movement.
Little did Reeve know, without the stimulus, she'd probably no longer be part of this community. Trisha Brown Dance Company is well known in the world of modern dance. The group regularly tours abroad, and they're about to celebrate their 40th anniversary. But like a lot of nonprofits, the organization's sponsorships dried up during the recession. They were on the verge of eliminating one dancer, until the National Endowment for the Arts gave them a $50,000 recovery grant. Now that money pays Reeve's salary. She never even found out her job was on the line.
What would you have done?
I think that I would definitely cry. I know I would. And then either call my boyfriend or my mom immediately and start looking at plane tickets home. Yeah, it's scary, actually, how difficult it is for me to go into the specifics of what I would do. I have been obviously avoiding thinking about it.
Reeve's 33, originally from Seattle. She says if the company had let her go, she probably would have left dancing altogether. Maybe gone to grad school or tried teaching. She's not really sure.
Dancing is a gift that has an expiration date. I know that I can't do this for much longer in any company, and this movement fits me, and I've worked really hard getting it into my body, and this is where I've sort of cast my lot.
Reeve's body looks like it was built to dance. She's tall, bendy. She strings together movements in her legs and torso the same way most of us put together words in a sentence.
Oh, really?
Because I'm cannoning off of you, and I want to.
The dancers get in position for another run through. Reeve lines up with them. Luckily, she has a show to prepare for. Brian Reed, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News.